This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to it. Why don't we get to the five?
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it all?
Go ahead!
Number five.
All right, Pitt loses by six to number 15 NC State on the road. They have number 13 Florida State tonight at home. Have they been worse, about what you expected, or better than you expected through the first three ACC games?
I think they've been better than expected. I'll say this, though. This is a delicate balance, because what's going to happen with the fan base, and I maybe fall into this, is, wow, Pitt gave them a better game than you thought. Wow, man, Pitt really played them close. Wow, it's a first year for Jeff Capel, and they're undermanned. They don't have he doesn't have all his recruits, and they're playing an NC State team that's just a couple points down there in Raleigh. Wow, that's really impressive. The last guy that wants to hear it is Jeff Capel, because he's just about wins. But I wonder if the real truth is he's kind of okay with it. Like, he can't really speak on being okay with anything but wins, but I wonder if he's okay with it.
Oh, absolutely he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's okay with it because recruits can see how hard they play, the type of style they want to play, and they can also see that beyond the three freshmen, they could start next year. And that's the big thing for Jeff Capel. I love the intensity that this team plays with. And you know the thing that's surprising to me? I thought maybe some of these other guys were okay. They only have three D1 players, and those are the three that he brought in this year.
And their big man is a second big man. I don't think he's a big man that leads
the
team.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. I mean, like, Wilson Frame and Terrell Brown and Kenny Chukwuka.
That's what I mean. Like, Terrell Brown's a second big man.
Yeah, they would be good. Like, they would be really good players in, you know, in the Ivy League or Patriot League, but they're just in the ACC.
Number four.
The Rams took care of the Cowboys pretty easily, while the Saints came back to beat Nick Foles and the Eagles. Who's your pick to win the NFC?
Oh, pick to win the NFC. All right, and that game will be the early game. By the way, I hate that it's 3:05 and 6:40. I wish it was like even 2:05. 6:40 is late for the AFC game.
Oh, wait,
for
I'll
me.
Get to sleep in Sunday. Yeah, I'm good with it.
My pick is, New Orleans is so good at home, right? And this game's at New Orleans, right? So it's the Rams going all the time difference won't mean anything. I honestly do think New Orleans is probably going to win. As the week progresses, I'll let the week speak to me. Is that okay, Mike Tomlin?
Yeah.
But right now, if you had to make me pick, I'd probably pick New Orleans.
Saints, yeah, Drew Brees. I like an experienced quarterback in this situation. I know the D-line for and Aaron Donald will put some pressure, and they're going to be an issue for New Orleans. I just think Michael Thomas is unbelievable, and you've got a running game, and you've got a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Number three.
The demise of the Patriots dynasty, unfortunately, not quite here yet. They roll past the Chargers while the Chiefs beat up on the Colts. Are Brady and the Patriots really on their way to another Super Bowl here?
No, they suck. Tom said it.
They might. I don't know if they are, but I'll tell you what, the truth's somewhere in the middle. They might not be on their way to the Super Bowl this year, but they're sure as heck not dead the way that some people proclaim them. So did Tom Brady have a little bit of was there a little bit of hyperbole? Was there a little bit of exaggeration? For sure. But he definitely heard the people that were saying that, and those people were off base to begin with, though.
They have 2 weeks to prepare for an opponent. You know, they get in a position where all you have to do is win a game, and then you're in the AFC Championship game. It's what happens for them every year, and that's what allows them to be there every single year. Yeah, they're legit. I mean, they've got the best head coach maybe in the history of the game.
Next.
Number two.
GM Jim Rutherford signed Casey DeSmith to a 3-year contract extension. Does this mean Tristan Jarry goes, and do you expect any other moves from GM JR soon?
It does mean Tristan Jarry goes. You know what I would have liked to? I would have liked the timeline for that Seattle team to have been a little bit sooner, because that would work out perfectly for a guy like Tristan Jarry. You let him go in that draft. He's from out there. He's a quality guy. I'm not saying he'd be their number one, but he'd be somebody that they would draft, that they would take if you left him unprotected, I would think, Jeff.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I do think that that'd be a perfect guy to let go. And I think there'll be a little bit more too. I think Broussard will go, and I actually think that Oleksiak will get traded as well.
If I'm Jim Rutherford, I just look Tristan Jarry in the eye and say, "Have you looked at the numbers year by year for Matt Murray? When has he played a full season in the NHL? He'll get hurt again, and you're going to get an opportunity to showcase yourself. We made a decision with Casey. It was more consistent, but you're going to get time, and look at it. I mean, it's a real thing. Murray deals with injuries, and Jarry will be up here again."
All right.
Number one.
If and when Antonio Brown speaks again, which he promised on Instagram Friday with Chad Johnson / Ocho Cinco, whatever his name is, will he smooth things over enough for him to stay a Steeler?
No. He's played his last game as a Pittsburgh Steeler. I firmly believe that.
I bet you the comments recently, especially by Art Rooney, that he's going to come out and he'll say some stuff that he believes is true, but won't be.
Yes. Antonio Brown.
Yes.
No, for sure. Yes.
Yeah. He'll say some stuff about this or that, or how he's, you know, kind of the Brady thing, how he's not respected or any of this stuff. I don't know if he'll go as far to throw Ben under the bus, but we'll see.
There's 1,000% chance he'll throw the media under the bus.
Oh, yeah.
And the media it's the media's fault. You know what I do like in all of this, though? Just as much as the AB story, which is a story, you know, and make no mistake, he is a story. But I love the fact that just as interesting as the happenings every day with Antonio Brown is how Pittsburghers dissect each and every little move as if we're Carl Jung. It's like, I live for this. How we're all psychologists and psychiatrists. I mean, I'm guilty as everyone else, but we act like we're Pavlov or something, and it's great. Oh, he changed his Instagram thing. What does it mean? Oh, what does that mean? Oh, wow, I'm a psychiatrist. Oh,
half Jerry Rice picture.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
This is like a Rorschach test. We throw all the dots on the wall.
But for people that think it's just us, I mean. Well, you get your groceries delivered now. But
yes.
If you did go into the grocery store, you...
I got them delivered one time and I didn't like it. Continue.
So you
jerk.
Know. So I got stopped twice in the grocery store yesterday. Both times, first question, Antonio Brown.
Uh-huh.
Not how the Pens
are playing.
Everybody
wants to know.
Not what the Pirates haven't done this offseason. Not Pitt basketball. Antonio Brown.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.